Everyone, it seems, has enemies. We just need to be sure that we have the right ones. The Apostle Paul had many, many enemies, but he didn't know an enemy among those who sincerely professed faith in Jesus Christ and were following Jesus in spirit and in truth. Take, for instance, a man named Sosthenes. He was the synagogue ruler in Corinth. He had gotten his job because Crispus, the previous synagogue ruler, had listened to the Apostle Paul and had proclaimed his faith in Jesus. And so, evidently, Crispus was deposed and Sosthenes took his place. And I think they chose a man who would vigorously oppose the Apostle Paul and everything he said. Well, Sosthenes drug the Apostle Paul into a Roman court. I don't think he knew that the Apostle Paul was a Roman. And I think when the Apostle Paul showed up in Roman garb, the Roman judge, a guy by the name of Gallio, who was the deputy of Achaia and was sitting in the court that day, when he saw Paul, and Paul began giving his defense after Sosthenes had brought a lot of accusations against him, and Paul started making his defense, Gallio dismissed the charges and told him not to bring such petty matters of religion into the court. It was a dangerous thing for a non-Roman to haul a Roman citizen into court. They could have been crucified. They could have been severely punished in other ways. And they were so angry with Sosthenes that they all beat him. That's what it says. After Gallio, the judge, drove them away from the judgment seat, it says the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. Well, we don't hear any more about Sosthenes. Paul had no more trouble in Corinth. But listen to what Paul writes when he writes back to the people at Corinth. It's the very first of his first letter to them. Listen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Paul included Sosthenes in that blessing and called him his brother. And evidently Sosthenes had begun traveling with Paul and helping him out and assisting him in his evangelistic efforts. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ can take anyone who will repent, truly change their mind, and confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and confess their sins and receive Jesus. God will use them. And we need to recognize the saving grace of Jesus Christ in those who maybe used to be our enemies, but now we can call them brother and sister. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray that you would give me the same attitude as the Apostle Paul. Not only an attitude of evangelism, but that attitude of forgiveness, that attitude of knowing that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Paul said that was a trustworthy saying. And he said, I was the worst of all of them. And Lord, I have to say the same thing. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving others. Help me to accept everyone that you have received, and they have received you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.